The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begnaud.
Part of the job right now is getting a coronavirus test pretty regularly. Here's how it works. CBS News requires that every time I travel on assignment, when I come back to my home base, which is New York City, I must wait 3 days and then have a coronavirus test to make sure that I'm negative. Well, it just so happens that this week, after returning from covering a hurricane in Louisiana, I had a doctor's appointment the day after I got back. Well, New York State has Louisiana listed as a prohibited state, so the doctor wouldn't let me in. So I had to immediately get a coronavirus test, and then I had to get another one today to satisfy CBS. If you've had those tests, you know tickling the brain with that test is no fun.